Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Murphy, I need a favor.
What is that, Sam?
You had mentioned something about lending me a slide carousel you found at your parents' house.
Oh, yeah, a slide projector, sure.
Yeah, I'd like to borrow it if possible.
I don't know that it works.
Buy it is what it sounds like you're about to say. Yeah. I'd like to buy it.
It might just need a bulb, hopefully. Hopefully that's the thing.
Well, and the trick is, and I don't know, I know that like bulbs for the regular projectors are difficult to find now. I don't know if you can find one. I'm sure somebody's got one. But
it's one of those things where I don't have one, so I'll take it. And if
you'll
I can
find
a bulb, if I can, I will. If not, I'll go to Plan B.
Probably can find it on eBay.
It's just I want to start doing something with those slides I've told you about. My dad's slides. That he took in Korea when he was in the military.
Yeah.
Because I did the after we talked about it last time, I went in the attic and I found the boxes, and it's got to be hundreds of slides.
Oh, wow.
It's
wow.
These little square boxes, you know, slides are next to each other, and they're probably five or six deep in two rows. So it's probably 10 or 12 per box, and there's so many boxes. It's just, I got to do something with it, because after looking at a handful of these pictures, I need to share the. I want to see them, but I want to share them with the kids. I want the kids to see.
Right.
You know, because my kids, my dad died when the twins were like super young. Sammy and Will knew him, knew Pop-Pop, but the other, you know, Jack and the twins, it's kind of like iffy what they remember of Pop-Pop, and I want them to see this side of him.
Sure.
Because you look at these slides, I've looked at them, and holding them up, you know, one at a time, they're very colorful and they look pretty. Mm-hmm. It's just not the same. I want something to be able to
project,
really pop them on a wall, or if need be, do what you did with your dad's film or your family films, you know, because I know there's places that can turn slides into a slideshow.
Yeah, and that actually can be done pretty quickly and easily and cost effectively.
Yeah, it's, you know, I just want to do today being Memorial Day.
It
hit me again, but you know, I need to do this, if not for me, at least for the kids, some way to have it that it's like, check this out, this is what Pop-Pop was into back in the day, you know, when he was in the military.
So he was shooting photos the entire time that he was serving?
I don't know if it's the entire time, because I never got to ask him what these are from, because he had passed before I really got into them. I just know it was from his time in Korea. I don't know if it's like in 3 months he just went through shooting a million pictures, or it was the whole time he was in Korea. But it's like, it's not all just military pictures. It's like when he went into town, he was taking pictures of, you know, like the women in the colorful kimonos and this over here and that over there. And it's just like, it's not just a military snapshot. It's like a life snapshot.
He never showed these to you guys when you were growing up?
We knew they were there, but it was just one of those, oh yeah, there's a bunch of slides, whatever.
Right.
See, I would
when
think
when you're young, you don't.
That's it. When we were kids, I didn't care.
Like, okay, Dad.
So he wouldn't even just offer to put up the projector or anything like that?
And we did have a carousel.
Interesting.
But he never offered to, like, hey, let me show you all these things.
He knew that you were kids and you didn't care about it then.
Yeah.
But you know what? If he'd have made a big deal out of it, you probably would have been interested.
Probably.
I mean, I know that my parents were that way. That's when they would set the projector up. It kind of became an event, because they were excited to show those. Now, you know, it would happen where, since I'm the oldest and they would start showing movies, if my brother or sister hadn't been born yet, they would get bored really quickly. It's like, where am I? You know?
Well, everybody thinks of that. Where do I fit into this? That's a normal human thing.
Yes.
The regular movies that we had, family movies, that was an event. We would show those occasionally. And since everything was silent 8mm, you know, I was funny back then to an extent too. We would add our own soundtracks to it, you know, our own words, or if something goofy was, somebody was fast pushing a car, something down the street, it would be like, da 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 da, watch out for that car, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how we watch family movies. But yeah, he never broke out the slides. And now looking at some of these, it's like, that would be so nice to have him say, oh, that was this village. And that was when we were 3 days off and we went and did this. Or that was, oh, and that was Skinny Jim, you know, or just.
Yeah. Doing this, though, I know this is going to sound hokey, but it is beautiful. It's not going to have the same, because you're going to think of him and you're going to feel that regret of not having him there to talk to about it.
Yeah.
But it's still honoring him. Mm-hmm. You're still honoring him by giving this a look. That is how, you know, he left that and he knew it was there. And that's how people are not forgotten. That's how people live on in our memories.
Yeah. I also think about him whenever I put the flag out. Not that I take it down, but whenever I change it out, or if I take it down with the windy conditions or something, I always think
of your dad.
It just reminds me of him because he's the one who used to put the flag up. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, we would put it up Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Three times a year for one day, and then you take it down.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah. That's just what he did.
Sure.
You know, and me, I've had it up ever since 9/11.
Yes.
Just change it out when it you know, it starts needs fades it. Or something, or phrase. But the flag reminds me of him, too.
That's lovely.
I think a lot of my grandfather, my dad did not serve in the military, but both of my grandfathers did. Mm-hmm. And they both died when I was extremely young, and they were both very different individuals. They were both good guys. My mom's dad, he was a little rough around the edges for a long time, but he kind of mellowed when he got older. And my other grandfather did do a life of military service, and he's kind of become iconic to me in that way. I was only 10 when he died, so I really didn't know him as an adult. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of this is based on the stories that my family has told me. Mm-hmm. And then my own imagination. It's what Jody's saying. It's really weird. It's not just an honor. You start to develop sort of a relationship connection with something that you really don't know in all that great detail, but it's special to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
you develop, you're a part of it.
In your head, you'd put the whole story together.
Or correct. Just,
you know what? I bet he was this, and I bet that was that. And it's like you build the story, and after a few years, that is the story.
At some point, when you grow up and become an adult, that stuff does matter to you as it matters to you now. So remember that with what you tell your children and pass on to your children, because that's how you will live on. It is called legacy.
Yeah.
It's how you will live on.
And, you know, it's easier to do today because it has sound and visual with it.
Yeah.
You can do a lot more.
Yeah. And because, you know,
for your kids,
when my grandparents were around, they were shooting movies with no sound. And so I don't really, there are so many voices in there that I have never heard before that I would love to know what my, you know, grandmother's parents sounded like when they spoke. And I have one cassette tape of about 15 seconds of my grandfather speaking.
That's crazy.
And that's about all I can find of him.
And what you're saying, I'm going to drop this on both of you right now. It's obvious to me. But I'm going to drop this on you. You guys are going to be blown away. You understand you've already left a lot for your children, and you're still here doing it. And that's this show that we do together. Our kids, one day, I know you preserve it all, Murphy, we'll be able to go, you want to listen to Mom and Dad again? Sure. You want to listen to Dad again? Sure.
Are you
There's
sure?
tons of it.
Yeah,
they might not.
When or it might be like the boxes of slides that Sam's talking about.
There's a lot of stuff already recorded.
Yeah.
Of your life.
Yeah, that's true,
here.
Too. Like, beyond, you know, just smartphone and all that kind of stuff, there's recorded stuff everywhere.
Yes.
I didn't even think about that.
And, like,
Jody.
After the show podcast, wait, that's what this
that's
is.
Yeah.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.